Bill Manning is the president of TFC, and he joins us on the phone. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello, Bob.
Well,
gentlemen, it's both of you, right?
No, I like sorry. Actually, that you got it right that way, Bill. That's great. Thank you.
Sorry, we can't talk to you longer. I got to go. I get it. Sorry.
One of those days.
Well, yeah. You had to know that there was going to be backlash from your fan base with this deal. There's probably not a more popular player in the city of Toronto. TFC fans associated this franchise for the last few years with Giovinco. The success that they had getting to back-to-back championship games and winning one of them. Give me the reality. What was it about this situation that essentially was untenable for you?
Yeah, well, it is extremely difficult, right? You have a player who has done so much for this club and arguably the best player this league has ever seen. Extremely difficult situation. And so, you know, we were prepared to, have Sebastian continue his playing career here. But we had made a decision that we would not do so long term at his current wage. Andrea D'Amico, his agent, who is a wonderful gentleman, just wouldn't budge. And, Friday and over the weekend, it really came to a head that we were not going to be able to get a deal done. And they came forward with this opportunity in Saudi Arabia. And, we were not going to risk, at that point, we were not going to risk losing Sebastian in July for free, which is kind of a unique rule to soccer worldwide, where a player can sign a pre-contract within 6 months of his contract ending anywhere in the world for free. And so we proceeded to engage with them a bit on a transfer fee. And I can't tell you how much I knew this would be extremely difficult for our fan base, especially not being able to have a replacement announced at the same time. And so it is not lost on us the magnitude of this move. I do believe our fans will get excited over the next couple of weeks when they see some of the moves we do bring in and some of the guys we bring in and some of the moves we make with this to improve the club. But, yeah, it's a tough one, Bob. It's not easy.
Bill, so Sebastian and his folks, they didn't do you a whole lot of favors on the way out the door because this,
not exactly,
to say the least. But what he said, or his through a statement, or it said, yep, I would have taken less to stay. Now, I'm assuming he means less than he's getting in Saudi Arabia, not less than he's making right now. But I guess, that could also, as you described it, that could be true, right? That's, you guys made a cost-benefit analysis here, looking ahead and yep, what you were willing to pay him. So is that true?
Well, I will tell you, his agent never gave us any sense that we could get anything below his current wages.
His current wage with TFC, not
with us.
What
yeah,
he's
with,
get
with
Saudi.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Andrea used the word with me many, many times, Bill, this is impossible. We can't take anything less. And that was his negotiating stance from day one and right until the very end. And we just couldn't get him off that. And so, that's why I said it's news to me that he would have taken less. But I guess, if you do read it, maybe it is from what Sally was offering him.
What kind of terms were you discussing? Were you discussing a 1-year deal, a 2-year deal, a multi-year deal? Can we ask that?
Yeah, no, we offered multi-years, and they wanted a bit of a longer-term commitment than we were willing to offer. We even got up to a point mid last week where we raised our offer quite a bit, and it just we just weren't getting there, and then at some point you have to say, we could have kept the player here. He was under contract. He's making a good wage. but how disruptive that would have been with him wanting to leave to go someplace else. And look, I'm sure he's going to make a lot of money in Saudi Arabia because I imagine, you know, they gave him a good deal.
11.5 U.S. is what we hear.
Is there? Is it's not bad. Yeah, that's. Wow. Is this? How much of a rethink? You know, in terms of your overall roster here, Bill. You know, you know Vasquez left in the offseason. You know, Javinko's gone now. You still have two designated players. You know, in Altidore and Bradley. But are we seeing kind of a transition here in terms of your roster anyway?
Yeah, and I think it was, you know, we were talking about this a year ago. Like, we knew this time would come when we had to transition to get younger, and especially with our designated players. I mean, you know, we were, I think, $9 million more than any other team last year in salaries, and it was not something that we could do, especially in 2018 when we didn't make the playoffs. And as you know, like you said, you kind of make a cost-benefit analysis and you say, how much am I willing to invest long-term in a player that's likely in the last contract, you know, and he player is essentially above 32, 33. And that's really what it came down to. And, you know, it's sad, though, because this is a special player, a player that meant a lot to the club and helped raise our profile and helped us win championships. But, you know, we also didn't want to be that club that had a player at 35 or 36 at you know, the highest paid wage in the league and maybe wasn't giving us, you know, the results we were getting in 2016 and 17.
Yeah.
Well, I want to address that because, we have seen an interesting trend here in sport. The day of the 30-year-old free agent athlete getting the long-term contract until he's 40 and providing diminishing returns over that interim seems to have ended or at least is ending. It is happening in hockey. It's happening in baseball. Football's kind of a different animal, as we all know. They come, they go, they get signed contracts, and, you know, it depends on what you did yesterday. Basketball, sort of the same thing. Younger seems to be better. Were you concerned about Giovinco being a 32-year-old player who has not been injury-free, who has missed chunks of time, who is of limited stature? And I don't know how that would affect him necessarily.
You mean
but
short?
Yeah. Limited stature.
Yes, he is that.
Well, he's not a big hulking guy.
No, he's
I know it's not really physical game per se, but there's physicality involved in any sport. Anyway, sorry, Bill, but how much was that a factor in this? 32 years old, and he gets hurt.
Yeah, no, look, it was a major factor. I don't think we had much of a concern for, say, 2019 or even 2020. But when you start looking at, you know, when players are age 34, 35, 36, you have to take a double take. And we had said to ourselves, here's what we're willing to commit till this point. They wanted longer and they wanted more. And so it just couldn't get there. We couldn't get there. And that's what made it difficult. And now I think we're going to bring in a player, hopefully that we can finalize here in the next week, who we think could actually, you know, no one's ever going to be this. Well, I shouldn't say no one ever. To have a player of the 2015 version of Sebastian Giovinco, you know the wages we paid to get that type of player. We are still going to make a significant transaction here. Like, this is going to be someone that people that know soccer are going to say, "Wow, this is a top player in the prime of his career." And there's a number of players that fit that profile right now. That we're kind of engaged with, but there's one we really focused on.
All right, so let me ask you this bluntly. Would you have brought this player in, unnamed, if Giovinco had agreed to the contract you offered him?
Well, no, we can't. That's the challenge of our league.
Okay, so it was an either-or.
You're only allowed three designated players. Yeah.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, but you have to have backup plans, right? And so as this was developing, you know, we've been scouting kind of guys for over a year now to transition, like you said, with designated players, should that we not be able to re-sign. And so as this played out last week, we really then started to elevate our due diligence on a few players that fit a designated player profile. And when this did kind of come down, we've now elevated that to even a heightened sense where we're now trying to get a deal done to replace the designated player.
Well, your most popular player, your most successful player, and as Brunt says, arguably the best player ever to play in MLS, is no longer. The fan base will await with great eagerness the next announcement, which you have you anticipate is forthcoming, and we will do the same. And if it's of the significance you're implying it is, we'd love to have you back on when you make the announcement.
Perfect. That would be great, Bob.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. Take care, guys.